all of this just screams that there's a void of leadership, right? There's a void of leadership in our federal government. So things happening across this country and across the world, when America used to be the strongest leader in the world, and the things happening now are because of the void of leadership under this Biden presidency. The void of leadership in states like New York and California and Illinois, cries for defunding the police. That's what has led to all of this. Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick, along with my partner, Mike Sparazza. Mike, it is election day. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and here it is, November 7th.
I will say it's a big day, especially here in Erie County. I do want to say, Mike, kudos to you. We used to have some really good bloopers on intros coming into the podcast, and we haven't had one in a while. You've been on your game for like 2 years straight. Back when we first started this, we would used to do a couple reboots, you and I, but we've had a good run with the start of the podcast. And
old pros, right?
Yeah, we are old pros now.
We should pull some of those out. Those are actually fun.
Those were a lot of fun.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll do a little blooper reel of a podcast. Someday. There's probably some with Mike and Glenn too. There's often some fun stuff happening before we actually record or during recordings, but So Mike, I want to definitely spend some time today on the importance of voting and how people will vote here in Erie County. I mean, one of the things I'd say about that, and I'll pick up more on that later. Everyone always wonders, what can I do? I'm only one person. Nothing, you know, I can't make a difference. You know, you hear all the excuses. And honestly, I just give so much credit to like Mike and Glenn. Mike is sending out texts saying, tell your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your nephews, your nieces, your cousins, tell them to get out and vote. Like, we have to spread the word. We can't all believe that we can't make a difference because we can. We'll talk a little bit more about that shortly. But Mike, first, war rages on in Gaza and calls for a ceasefire persist from the left. They just can't acknowledge that these bad guys, these terrorists, these savages, all in Hamas have to be eradicated.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty wild revelation for me, to be honest, Mike. We've talked about this on this show and our morning show a few times now, but I'm kind of at a loss, right? I mean, you've said it, you know, if Pearl Harbor, when it happened, right? If America just said, oops, they didn't mean it, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, if 9/11 happened and America said, oh, no big deal. I mean, that's what this sounds like. And this idea of ceasefire, Glenn said it when he came on the radio show Saturday, Mike, before you were on the show. He said, he goes, people don't realize Hamas has been shooting, you know, bombs into Israel for like the last 3 decades. You don't hear AOC talking about that. You don't hear Tlaib talking about that. There wasn't a call for ceasefire when they were doing that, right? And that's the part that to me is pretty sickening. Like, again, I'm not saying I want America involved in the war. Let me just stress that. I'm not saying put our troops on the ground. I'm saying Israel has every right to do what they feel is right to get Hamas out of their neighboring countries, to get the Lebanese forces that are terrorists out of their neighboring country. Like, I have no problem with that. I would do this if Canada was this way and we knew there were known terrorist cells in Canada shooting rockets at America. We wouldn't put up with that for 10 seconds. Mike, not one bomb. Not one bomb would we put up with that for.
No, and there's an Israeli defense system called the Iron Dome. Yeah. Now, if anyone's listening, or listens, you know, sometime after today, Tuesday, November 7th, we have never proclaimed to be Middle Eastern experts, okay? I will never proclaim to be that. I don't want to be a Middle Eastern expert. But I'll tell you what, if I'm living 10 miles away from some group who just randomly will shoot missiles to try to destroy the group that I'm part of and me, I think we have a right to say those people have to be eradicated. We've got to get rid of them. I mean, I don't know how people can be so dismissive and be so ignorant of that fact.
And Mike, look, evil happens. It's happened for millions of years, right? We can even go back just to 100. We had an Adolf Hitler, right? There were innocent Germans that died in World War II because of the evilness of you know, Adolf Hitler. Benito Mussolini, same war, right? Was an evil dictator in Italy. right? Innocent Italians died. I'm an Italian. Innocent mm-hmm. Italians died because of the evil of their leader. This and it's terrible. And I hope that no, you know, innocent Palestinian or innocent Israeli dies, just like I hoped that no mm-hmm. innocent Russian or innocent Ukrainian would die. But this is what happens when evil happens. There are innocent bystanders to that. That doesn't mean, though, that you can just say, well, we can't let anything happen, so we're just going to let these Hamas terrorists kill our innocent people. Like, it just doesn't work like that.
No, and here Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini says that he expressed strong regret over the crimes of the Zionist regime. So this is still the stuff you hear from Iran's leader going to talk to Hamas's leaders, going to talk to Hezbollah. I mean, they believe they have every right to eradicate the Jews from this earth, and they are justified in doing what they did on October 7th. 1 month ago, they have no regard for that as being evil. They think it's completely justified because Jews should not exist. The Israeli state should not exist.
It's sickening. Again, I'm just back to, I'm kind of, again, like we say this from time to time on this show. We talk a lot. Both of our careers, we're talking to clients a lot. We do a lot of media together. I'm rarely at a loss for words. I really don't know what to say here. I don't know if it's intentional. Obviously, Iran is, well, I'm not going there. I'm saying more of like the Rashida Tlaib and the AOCs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's intentional where they know what they're talking about is evil, or if they're just so ill-informed, like a lot of these college kids, Mike. Like, I go back to that. A lot of these college kids don't actually know what the hell is happening, right? It's another flag mm-hmm. they can put in their Twitter bio so they're ready to go and join the cause, right? You look at what happened this weekend with them going to, you know, the White House and shaking the fences and defacing statues. I guarantee if we ask 1,000 of those kids there, they don't know what the hell is going on. And it's not just kids, it's adults too. They don't know what's going on. That's why I think it's ill-informed more than it is evil, in our country at least.
And Katie Tour of MSNBC, so apparently she does a show, MSNBC, Katie Tour reports, she was on with, I believe it was a former prime minister of Israel, and she's talking to him about, and just for background sake, she's from the University of California, Santa Barbara, a journalist, okay?
Of course,
She's saying, but a lot of people think a two-state solution is something to strive for. And he said, basically, well, she said, Hamas got in to power by the Palestinians voting them in. They continue to be a terrorist organization. That's my interjection there. They stole money. They stole resources from Palestinians. And then they haven't held an election for 17 years. So Hamas got the power, and they're not interested in voting. They're not interested in elections. They're interested in power. They're interested in controlling every resource imaginable, not to help Palestinians, but to just empower themselves, build more tunnels, get more weapons, and kill all the Jews and eradicate Israel. So this is not this is not a group that you can say, hey, come on, let's just create borders and have a two-state solution where you live in peace, we live in peace. They don't want you to live. So you cannot think that two-state solutions are even possible here. How could they even say this gibberish?
Interesting that the party that wants to preserve democracy, Mike, they keep getting themselves inserted in wars that the actual party they're defending doesn't want democracy. Take a look at Ukraine, who's suspending or is talking about suspending their elections this year because they're mm-hmm. in a war. And then in this case, right, like, you know, we're preserving democracy. We need to fight for the freedoms of people. By the way, there's no freedom because they're being run by essentially a dictatorship in Hamas. Like, so this is the people, again, they're not informed. They're ill-informed. They're taught this stuff. Mike, you mentioned UC Berkeley. Like, mm-hmm. this is the, I mean, you look at what's going on at Harvard and Columbia right now. You want to know why our country's falling? It's that. It's the educational system, mm-hmm. and it's the deterioration of the brains of so many. Now, not only are they learning bad stuff, Mike, they're incapable of actually thinking right. critically, right? Like, if you bring stuff up to them, like, no. I'm going to give you an example real quick. I don't mean to get off topic, but this Donald Trump trial in New York. And I know for all you out there, like, oh, here's Mike going on a Donald Trump tangent again. But if you're looking at this case, it's never happened in New York State legal history, Mike. They've never gone after somebody like Trump with no victim. There's no victim in this case, right? But if you look at the cesspool of social media, it's, oh, yeah, Trump's finally getting what he deserves. For what? What did he do? It's not how it works.
For just being Trump.
Right. I mean,
honestly, for not being one of us, for being someone who wants to be disruptive, who wants to clean this mess up, who wants to bring honesty, integrity, common sense back to the White House and to America. That's why they don't want any of that. They're not taught that. I mean, so think of this. They're really not taught to have critical thinking. They're taught to know what the left wants them to know, and then repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. They're not taught to think of the other side and any other perspectives. And that, I think you're right, Mike, on that. I think that is really, I don't know if it's the beginning. It's been going on for probably decades now.
Yep.
And it's really starting to present itself, though, on all college and university campuses. There's really true division beginning now in the Democrat Party. Not just at the highest levels, which we know there is now in Congress, but even at the lower levels now, where people are going, wait, what do we believe? You know, we're not sure now. Now you've got here, just to continue this, anti-Semitism, 69-year-old pro-Israeli man knocks his head on the concrete, dies from his head injuries. That's in California, of course. That was yesterday. So these things are happening. Where is the uprising? What about, like, remember the George Floyd?
Yeah.
Like, holy cow, like, a cop kills this black man who everyone thought was just, like, an angel, a saint. Turns out he wasn't. There was a farce of a narrative that has continued and persisted even today. Where is the uprising? A 69-year-old man knocked over and killed. They're going to just dismiss this as if, well, he shouldn't have been there, right?
I don't mean to try and outdo you here, Mike, but here's another one. 34-year-old woman in Indianapolis, I can't say her name, intentionally crashed her car into what she thought was a Jewish school because she was angry about the Israel-Hamas war. Indianapolis police said that she was arrested for criminal recklessness. Great. That sounds not attempted murder, just criminal recklessness. She told police she did it for her people in Palestine. I go back to this all the time too, before we get into our last topic, but the raging mental health crisis in this country is off the charts. And I'm saying America, cause that's what we need to focus on as America. When you look at the climate nuts that they go put their hands and glue them to cement on the street. When you look, I saw yesterday in London, a piece of artwork from like 1641, they're pounding into the glass behind it to get to the artwork to say, just stop oil. Right. I'm like, you people. And then they sit there and they sit there, you know, Indian style, and they start screaming. These people are nuts. They are nuts. All of them. And until we address that, like, again, I'm going off topic, but I don't know if you saw this yesterday. The Trans Shooters Manifesto was put out by Steven Crowder. Well, there's a lot of, I hate white people in there, right? So for all those that didn't want to show that manifesto for 8 months, why is that? Why did we hold that manifesto for 8 months? If it was something about someone other than white people, we would have had that out there. And now what is the mayor of Knoxville or wherever it was doing? He's trying to find out who got that. Where did the leak come from?
Those will be the criminals.
That's what you're worried about, right?
And again, that's right. That's right.
I tweeted this yesterday, Mike. I'm not bringing this up because I'm a white man. I said this in a tweet, and I mean this wholeheartedly here. Where did I go? If true, it is sickening that we have withheld this information for so long. We need to address mental health, and we need to address this type of hatred. America needs to stop playing partisan politics depending on the race and the gender of the shooters or the victims, right? It's not about the race. It's not about the gender. It's not about any of that. It's about that we have people that have rotted brains or mentally ill brains that want to kill people that they don't like. This happened to be her own race she didn't like. Right?
Yep.
This is stuff we should be talking about, not, you know, brushing under the carpet like, that's not been no big deal. It's a big deal.
All of this just screams that there's a void of leadership, right? There's a void of leadership in our federal government. So things happening across this country and across the world, when America used to be the strongest leader in the world, and the things happening now are because of the void of leadership under this Biden presidency, the void of leadership in states like New York and California and Illinois, cries for defunding the police. That's what has led to all of this. The mental health issues are just presenting themselves more and more because people who used to think, well, I think these things, but I can't really go out and take action on my thoughts, they can now do that. Yep. Because there's just no repercussions. And more people are doing it because the leadership is not there. They're asleep at the wheel. And that's where, let's go ahead and segue into election night. Here it is, November 7th, election night, about 1 year from the presidential election. And we don't have to go into to what we hope for there. But tonight, in Erie County anyway, Erie County is basically home to the city of Buffalo, amongst many other towns and villages here in western New York. Mark Poloncarz has been the Erie County executive for, 12 years?
Yep. Three terms.
I think it's 12.
Yep.
Three terms, 12 years, says, oh, but if I get elected this time, this will be my last, as if it's a favor to us. You know what, Mark? We get to decide if you stay or not. And folks, you do have some power here. You get to decide, but you have to go vote him out. You got to vote Chrissy Cassilio tonight. We're going to talk a little bit, Mike, about what Chrissy Cassilio is standing for and what she's all about. Because I think a lot of people, they go, well, we don't even know who she is. You know, we better just stick with who's in office because, I don't know, like I haven't gone hungry. I mean, you know, minimally, I feel like nobody has broken down my door yet. You know, I haven't been affected. I'm not leaving Western New York. I think things are fine. Like, you've got all these people who they completely forget that this county of ours is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. The tax base is getting smaller and smaller, and taxes and fees and penalties and everything you can imagine is going to get worse and worse and worse. And it does get worse. Just your first thoughts on why we have to get Mark Poloncarz out of office.
Well, I think you said it, Mike. I think you said it perfectly. How long has he been there? 12 years. What good do we have in Erie County right now? Right. The city of Buffalo had a quick, incline. And then now it's petered out. Right? And I say the city, meaning downtown. It has not grown. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get the stadium deal down here. And that to me, Mark says about his stadium deal, like he brokered this big thing for Erie County and Orchard Park. Every big city, Mike, what they do is they bring all their entertainment downtown. Right? That's what they do. And for people out in Orchard Park, I'm sorry, I'm not saying I don't like Orchard Park. I love Orchard Park. But at some point, the excuse is where, well, we don't have the infrastructure downtown for a Bills stadium. Well, my approach would be build the infrastructure. Because if you want to grow the city and the metropolitan area, you have to start to do that. You have like one half a grocery store downtown in downtown Buffalo right now. You have a ton of apartment buildings that are overpriced and too expensive and not full. Right. You have businesses that don't care to go down there because the infrastructure is not very good. Right. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's where your money is going to go. Like, you got to get look at Pittsburgh, Mike. We've done a couple conferences there with Peak. I know we went there like 4 years ago. You and Sue and I drove down together. You know, that's how a city should be. A hockey arena, a baseball field, a football field, a bunch of businesses. They have like PNC Mellon or whatever that business, PNC Bank and Carnegie, whatever it is. You know, that's the way you build a city up. And that's the way you drive people to the city. We don't do that here. We do the opposite. It's actually, Mike and Glenn always say, they could have bought a building in the city or they bought a building in Williamsville because it was a much higher price in Williamsville, but it was a great area, right? That's how it should, that's how the city should be, where it's like, yeah, I want to be in there. I want to be down there. It's not. That's number one. Number two is he's failed us. Like we've talked about this ad nauseum, but the blizzard last year, the alleged incidents where giving money to a prior girlfriend, the alleged incident of him going after and physically assaulting a girlfriend, his enjoyment of shutting down businesses, Mike, during COVID, that will always stick with me. And for business owners out there, you got to take that stuff seriously. It's not going to not happen again. I promise. Another COVID will come back and people like Mark Poloncarz get excited to go in there and say, hey, you idiots, you didn't wear your mask. Now we're shutting down your business. That's what he told us. Right. Remember, Mike, his press conferences of, hey, I'm telling you, we will come for you. That's pretty much what he said. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah. they're long a distant memory now, though.
Yeah.
In an election year especially, yeah. You know, doesn't want to bring any of that up. Now, a few of the things that Chrissy has said, and this is right on her site, CasilioForCountyExecutive.com. By the way, we're recording in the morning. This will probably be out around dinner time. There'll still be time to vote. So find your voting booth. Go pick up people that you know that might not be as mobile as you and pick them up. Get them to the voting booths and bring a copy of something like from Chrissy's website and say, hey, are we in favor of some of these things? Yep. Let's give Chrissy a try, okay? So encourage everyone you know to do this. But Mike, she's interested in sending the immigration crisis back to New York City. She says, just like the migrants were bused to Erie County, I will hire buses to take as many individuals back to New York City as possible. This is what we need, folks. We don't need people who come and take more of our resources away from Erie County citizens and who might be very dangerous here in our communities. And we saw the danger. Mm-hmm. We saw the rapes happening in front of children because they just simply said, oh, sure, you can come into our county. That was Mark. Mark allowed that. Of course, then they change their tune and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, we want them here, but there's too many. How are we going to get help? We might not be able to take anymore. It's exactly what they do. They pretend to care, but they don't. What else? Making Erie County affordable. How about this? 9% property tax cut. Everyone in Erie County that I ever talked to says, holy cow, if those real estate taxes weren't as high, if school taxes weren't as high, it would really be a way more affordable place. And what do they end up doing? They say, we are going to move to Tennessee. We're going to move to Texas. We're going to go to Florida. They go to places where taxes are far, far less extreme. What else? Corruption and transparency. Revisit and amend Erie County Ethics Law to prevent political appointments to Erie County Ethics Board and create a true watchdog for Erie County taxpayers. Transparency, accountability. Folks, these are the things we need again. All of this, Mike, screams leadership, and it actually screams common sense to me.
Yeah, like our boy Pierre from Canada says, Mike, common sense, man. It's what, why would you vote for Pierre, the guy going against Trudeau?
I love him.
Why? Because common sense. And that's what this is, Mike. And I totally agree. And I think, you know, again, people need to understand that their votes do matter. I think we get caught in Buffalo sometimes like, oh, it's blue. We don't have a chance. No, go vote. Right. And think about the future when you vote, right? I think sometimes people get caught in this. I remember, I'll never forget this, Mike, as long as I live, when I was a junior in college. It was the Obama-Romney election, I believe it was. Yeah, was McCain first or second? I forgot. When did McCain think, was 08,
yeah,
right?
I think, yeah, he was 08 against Obama.
So it was Romney and Obama in 2012. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of my roommates telling me at the time, well, I'm going to vote for Obama. And I'm like, well, why would you do that? And I wasn't political back then. And he's like, well, he wants to legalize pot. I'm like, okay, that sounds great. But that's your reason for voting for somebody? Like, let's think long term about this for a second, right? Like, and again, this is before like Mike Spiroza, the political guy. I didn't know anything about politics back then, didn't care. But I wish I would have. But
Mike, that's like, I'm just thinking this is just too funny. College graduate. Yeah, I've got two choices. I think I'm going to work for that company over there. They have an espresso machine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Like,
but they're going to give you less money, and you won't get really good health insurance. And I know, but that espresso machine rocks, man.
That's Mike. It's all the social issues. And again, I'm not suggesting they're not important to people. But like voting on certain social issues or things like that, you have to think long term. That sounds great as a college kid. You can smoke your dope. Great. Okay. But let's talk about long term, right? Let's talk about other policies that president may have, right? Like this whole Joe Biden thing, like, oh, he's going to be bring us together, unity, love. Oh, yeah. That's great. Let's talk about the rest of it. Open borders, inflation, zero respect on the world stage, those three things might be a little bit more important than, ooh, we get to hug at a parade. Okay, great. Uh-huh. That's fantastic. And I'm not talking about any type of parade. I'm just saying that's what Joe Biden ran like. We need to love each other, hug each other, unify each other. Okay, Joe, I'm for that too, but do you have anything else? Do you have anything else other than that? Because that's not going to win wars. That's not going to make our country strong. That's not going to make us, you know, be able to fight against Iran and Russia and China, right? Like, again, love, this idea of love wins. Love hasn't won in 10 million years. It's not going to start winning now. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to all the lovebirds out there. It's not going to work. I promise.
How about work first, make some money? If you want pot, you can go buy your own pot. Right. If you don't have a job, right. Well, they're probably counting on government just providing free pot at some point.
Right, right.
That might even be happening, right?
I'm sure it could be. I'm sure it is.
Hey, we don't want to penalize those that don't have jobs and aren't making an income. Come on and get some free pot.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe they say, yeah, free pot. It's get pot for free, and we'll even throw in a condom.
Oh, and by the way,
honest to God, this is the government we have
when
now.
You get your free pot, we'll also give you food stamps. So you can go eat a bunch of Doritos on top of it. So when you're hungry, so when you get the munchies, we'll get you the Doritos and the cupcakes from the local supermarket as well.
Right, right. Election night, folks. Election November 7th. Today is it. Go and vote. Vote for common sense. Common sense actually starts with a C. It's two words, but C for common, conservative. I believe if you go conservative party across the line, I bet you're going to do well. And I hope the conservative line does well, because we need common sense. We need people in office who care about us. Folks, that'll do it. We appreciate you tuning in. Mike, one more thing.
I'm going to say for my local Grand Islanders as well, go out and vote. Mike Madigan, Dan Kilmer here on Grand Island. They are great people. I've met with them a few times. Great people. Dan Kilmer and Mike Madigan on Grand Island. Don't forget about them, too.
Kilmer and Madigan of Grand Island. Yep. All right. Awesome. Folks, keep up the good fight. We try. Go Chrissy Casilio tonight. We really, really hope we're celebrating later this evening your victory against Mark Poloncarz. Mark, you've had enough time in office. You have proven to be able to fail us, and now it's time for you to be out. And we hope that everybody votes for Chrissy Casilio tonight for Erie County Executive. For Mike Spiraz, I'm Mike Hayflick. We'll be back again next Tuesday.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.